Fucking Crowder Show.
Vocal represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
Locked in, I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
How you talking, boo?
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 da.
All right, let's do this thing on a Wednesday.
You done came in rare form today.
I'm firing.
You done came in today.
I'm firing on a Wednesday. Gonna do this thing. Hassan Whiteside goes to Utah. Our national worry is put to bed. We had Brian Geltzeiler from NBA Radio on yesterday, and he just kind of off the cuff was like, you know, if Hassan Whiteside is available, and he is, it might make sense for the Heat to bring him back. And I'm like, no. No. And then all of a sudden, that's in my head now, and I'm like, Whiteside, this can't be happening, can it?
I thought about it last night. You're kind of agreeing with him.
You're like, huh, well, if he's changed his ways.
Coming off the bench.
And I'm like, this can't be real, can it? Now, my wife still has her Hassan Whiteside t-shirt. I mean, she was in love with that dude. So I'm like, this can't happen. And then I see last night, yeah. D-Wade scooped him up, brought him to Utah.
It's going to regret it.
Let them deal with him.
Going to regret it. Which Morris did we get? I like that addition.
We got Markieff Morris.
Is he good or not? I don't know
either of them.
One of them pretty good.
Markieff was – who's Steven? Was Markieff with the Lakers?
Yes, Markieff is the one with the Lakers. Marcus is the one on the Clippers. The Clippers Morris is the better Morris, though.
Marcus.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we got Markieff.
The lesser Morris. It's okay.
Well, I mean, you tell him he's the lesser Morris.
I'm not
going to tell him.
There's about 10 guys in NBA I think will fight, and him and his brother are two of them.
And five of them are on the Heat right now, I believe.
You know what?
I mean, they have.
We talked about it yesterday. We got a bully team.
Holy moly. With P.J. Tucker and Markieff Morris and Udonis Haslam.
And Jimmy. Let's not leave
Jimmy
out Jimmy.
Butler. Jimmy Butler is ready to go
at
any time, any moment.
Yep.
Yeah, they got some. They got some badass players on the roster. This is really like we're in this weird thing where we're learning an entirely new team.
Yep.
Right? Because I was trying to go over it in my head, and I do it. I have a printout of it somewhere. I'll find it. But, you know, so they lose. Let me see if I have this correct. Goran Dragic, obviously. Andre Iguodala. They lose.
Precious.
Precious Achiuwa. Kendrick Nunn. Trevor Ariza. Anymore? That's five guys.
They lost Bielitsa.
Nemanja Bielitsa, that's six guys.
Well, he was here for three games. We're not worried about
Remember, Bielitsa. Though, the first couple games? Those first couple games were like, whoa, Bielitsa!
We thought he had us.
We got someone.
Our additions are better than our subtractions.
The additions are better than the subtractions, no question. It's just, you know, I was talking with Miho from Power 96 out there, because he's like, what do you think about what the Heat did? And I'm still in this place. Like, everyone is in agreement. The Heat are better now than they were 5 days ago.
Oh, for
They're
sure.
They're better.
Yes.
But I still don't know if they're as good as some of these national guys are making them out to be. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still having a tough time making this leap that Kyle Lowry, because P.J. Tucker, if he gives you what he gives you, that's fine. Markieff Morris, same thing. If Kyle Lowry's been added to the team, I'm still having a tough time saying that they're in the upper echelon of the East. But, you know, Kendrick Perkins and Chris Haynes from Yahoo Sports, they're like, yeah, they've overtaken Milwaukee.
That was the thing.
I'm like, what?
Because we were trying to get Ben Golliver on from the Washington Post. So I read his article that he wrote about the Heat and free agency, and he was saying the Heat had the worst offensive efficiency of any playoff team last season. And he says that will be fixed by Kyle Lowry.
That's fixed by Kyle Lowry.
And that sounds crazy to me. Kyle Lowry, 17 point per game guy, is going to fix the offense from the worst playoff team last season? That sounds crazy a little bit.
But and what the question really is, how much does it get fixed? Does it get better? Okay.
Yes.
Does it get the best?
Yes.
You know, I don't know. So there's still a lot to figure out. I don't know if you watched the Summer League game last night, but...
what's that?
The Heat Summer League game, they beat Los Angeles, and I don't see them losing another game, to be quite honest. I think the Summer League will extend into the regular season, and there was a big game by, what was his name, Steven?
Omer Yurtseven.
Omer Yurtseven.
Omer year seven.
Yeah, year seven. Now, Omer year six, we had some questions. But Omer, year seven, dude, put it together.
Yurtseven.
Yurtseven. Oh, okay.
Had no idea.
He's in summer league for 7 years. I'm like, how good can he be?
Solana texting. They were one game out of the four seed last year, and Jimmy Butler missed 20-plus games. You guys are wild. Hey, how about this, Solana? Either come into work or don't. But the last thing I need is you peppering me with texts during the show, all right?
Backseat driver, get out of here.
I mean, Jimmy, what is he doing? I mean, Jimmy, you were here yesterday, and then you were gone. You didn't listen to the show. You were gone, right?
Oh, I listened to the show.
Jimmy, help me on these things. You always take the opposite side.
He's going to tell the truth.
I'm throwing you an alley-oop, and you're blocking it. You're on my team.
You ever seen Liar, Liar? Have you ever seen the movie?
That's Jimmy. Jimmy cannot lie.
He's not going to lie. You keep going to him for back. He's going to say exactly what pops in his mind.
Well, anyway, Jimmy, what did you think of the show yesterday? Were you entertained?
Stay how you are, Jimmy.
Well, I only watched the 2 p.m. hour.
Oh, all right. That was our worst hour. That was our worst hour.
No. I listened to you. You know what I mean. I wish we could watch it.
Damn. Where'd you watch our show?
I hope so. All right. Let me get my friend John Keller. I laughed at the Yurt 6 line. Thank you. If you can entertain one person.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John. Already at 2:07, I feel like we have had a better start to today's show than yesterday's. I thought that was a clever line.
That was good.
We were a little nervous about it. I mean, you're six.
I liked it. I giggle.
Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. And Jimmy, you cannot make a chip witch without chocolate chip cookies, so... Big day for all of us here. We will talk about chocolate chip cookies today.
Do other cookies have days, though?
I would imagine. Didn't we have sugar cookie day? I think we had that. What is the goat cookie?
The goat is chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip cookie, right?
But
crispy or chewy gooey?
Oh, chewy gooey.
Of course.
Yeah, you can't do the overcooked
Jimmy,
ones.
How do you like your chocolate chip cookies? You like them crispy or gooey?
Gooey.
Of course. And is the chocolate chip cookie the premier cookie?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But the chocolate chip cookie is like, I think it's Jordan. It is Jordan.
It is.
But there's some LeBrons out there.
A good sugar cookie.
Yes.
Soft sugar cookie.
Oh, goodness.
Is a LeBron. What's the goat cookie, Steven?
I'll go chocolate chip, but sugar cookie close second.
Crispy chocolate chip cookie or gooey?
Gotta be gooey.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't trust people that like the crispy chocolate chip cookies.
You don't trust them?
I don't trust them.
Because they leave their oven on too long?
It's just flawed judgment.
Oh, okay.
I extrapolate it out.
So if you like crispy chocolate chip cookies, you'll steal.
Right, you'll steal. You'll probably storm the Capitol on January 6th. Everyone there January 6th had crispy chocolate chip cookies in their pockets. Trust me.
As I looked into this now, I think the Snickerdoodle is KD.
Ooh, no. I'm not a fan of the Snickerdoodle.
You don't like... It's a sugar cookie with cinnamon. Yeah. That's all it is.
You
don't like cinnamon?
First of all, I don't like the fact that it's called a Snickerdoodle, because you always expect that there's going to be some caramel, some nougat, some peanut butter.
Nope. Snickerdoodle was there before Snickers.
I got you. I'm just telling you what it is. Like when people go to Chickies and Pete's, you know, they're ubiquitous all over the Northeast in Philadelphia, but they have the one at the BB&T Center, and they sell crab fries. And that's what they're known for, crab fries. If you get, if you're not in the know, you go crab fries, oh, there's going to be crab that's deep fried. Sounds delicious, but it's really just French fries with Old Bay seasoning on it. So people get disappointed. I'm disappointed every time I have a snickerdoodle. Every time.
Because you think there's going to be a Snicker on top
it's
of it?
It's not even that I think that there's going to be a Snicker, because I know there's not going to be a Snickers on top of it. I know what a snickerdoodle cookie is.
Yeah.
Yet, every time, I'm disappointed by it.
So you get a sugar cookie plus sugar cookie with cinnamon, and you're mad because the name. Oh,
right, because
sometimes
you need something in its purest form, and a sugar cookie in its purest form is cookie batter and sugar.
With that crystal, the crystallized sugar on top.
Come on.
I'm with you on this one.
Mike Cugno is going to join us in the next segment. He was out at Dolphins camp today, and I want to talk to him about the Dolphins, but I also want to talk to him about cookies because he's a weird eater. You know, he says that he doesn't eat anything unhealthy.
He says healthy food tastes better than junk food.
So he may say, oh, chocolate chip cookies? Nah, no need for him.
And we're going to jump him.
We'll jump him. We'll hang up on him. Jimmy, we may have to take down Mike Cugno. You know, are you part of the squad? Squad up?
I'm up for it.
All right. You know what to do when I yell squad up, right?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yes.
What do you do?
I go into the studio.
That's right. Not just, but if I'm not in the studio and I yell, don't show up in the studio. Wherever I am, if I yell squad up, that's where I need you, okay?
Okay.
But you can't look like that, Jim. Do you have a mean mug? Do you have a mean face?
Oh, there you go.
Was that constipation
there
or
you
a
go.
Mean face?
He had gas. He had gas pain.
That was the face I saw him yesterday when they told him to go
home.
Y'all leave Jimmy alone.
All right, go ahead. Give us headlines real quick here, Stephen, because we're going to get too far behind. Stephen Preciado filling in for Alejandro Solana, who will be back tomorrow.
Well, according to Shams Charania, the Miami Heat agreed to a deal with Victor Oladipo for him to return this season.
Yes. I saw that, and I saw, I think it was Barry Jackson in the Herald, someone wrote that Victor Oladipo expects to be playing by December. I think it was December. And then he'll be a free agent again in 11 months. Oh, so, okay. Nice enough guy. I'm rooting for him. I don't know what it'll mean to the Heat, but I'd certainly, I'm rooting for him.
But if he comes back to form to get...
Oh, then, I mean...
That's a bonus player halfway through the season.
Forget about it. If that guy is three-quarters...
Yeah.
Of what he was. What an addition.
We got a squad now.
Yeah, Shams also had said that Oladipo's eyeing to return for the 2022 free agency class, hoping to sign a big contract.
Yep.
But the positive is that Miami, since they traded for him, own his bird rights, so if they have to go over the cap, they can
do it, yeah.
Look at Pat.
We were talking Miami Heat. They won their summer league game 80-78. Who the hell needs Hassan Whiteside when you got Omer Yurtseven?
That's what I'm talking
27
about.
27 points, 19 rebounds. He went 11 of 20 from the field, 3 of 7 from 3.
Lit it up.
In 32 minutes. Do not need Hassan Whiteside at all.
Lit it up.
So year 7's a big man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even, yeah.
He's like 7 feet.
Year 7, 7 feet shooting threes? I like year 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this dude, like... Has he played at all in the regular season for the Heat?
No, because he signed with the Heat late last year.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the Kendrick Nunn thing. Yeah. Remember when they got rid of Magruder?
Yeah.
They brought in Nunn, but Nunn didn't play. So I'm expecting him to play, I guess, next season.
So we said we need another big man. Look at that. Boy, we know what we're doing.
Remember the last Omer was Asik. Remember Omer Asik? Remember him?
No.
Looked exactly like Judge Reinhold. Anyway, am I right?
Yeah, like
100%.
a seven-foot Judge Reinhold.
Yeah, Omer Asik. I'm telling you.
I gotta look him up now.
I never thought of that.
Every time I saw that dude, I'd be like, that is Judge Reinhold.
He does.
It's crazy, right?
Wow, that's the guy off. What was that, 48 hours?
He was in Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Man, nobody watched.
Stop it. he doesn't even think Phoebe Cates is pretty. So, I mean, you can already take his chocolate chip cookie snickerdoodle opinions and throw them right out the window.
Go home.
Jimmy, squad up. We got a troublemaker in here. Here he comes. Let's go, Jimmy. Here he comes.
My bad. Stay back, Jimmy. Why you got to call
back.
In the big guns on me?
I got annoyed by your Fast Times take, and I flew off the handle. My bad.
Phoebe Cates.
My bad. All right, what else, Steven?
Shake like my son.
Stop it. I mean, one of the most beautiful women.
She's pretty in the face.
Beautiful body.
She weighs 85 pounds.
Stop
How can 85
it.
Pounds
You've
be
never
beautiful?
Seen the movie. Then.
I seen it with the red, bathing, red the bathing suit. Huh? Red bathing suit?
That is, the red
yeah,
bathing suit.
85 pounds.
Stop it.
John Collins has agreed to a 5-year, $125 million deal to stay with the Atlanta Hawks. That deal includes a player option in that fifth year.
All right.
I think one of the reasons that people have Miami ahead of Milwaukee now is because guess what? Heat killer, Bryn Forbes, no longer with Milwaukee.
That is true.
Signed with
that.
San Antonio, so you know what that means. Heat and five.
Heat and five. All right. I'm in.
We're scared of Bryn?
Every now and then you get a guy like Bryn Forbes, Paul Millsap
Patty
was
Mills.
A heat killer, Patty Mills, that dude on San Antonio.
Gary Neal?
No. What was his name? It was such a pest.
That was some heat killers. Who was that little itty-bitty boy from Dallas?
Oh, Barea?
Oh, my goodness. J.J.
Barea.
Remember that? He was
yep.
guarding LeBron.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Matthew Dellavedova. He wasn't a heat killer, though. He was a somebody killer. He had that one playoff run with Cleveland.
Yep.
Remember where it was like, he was like the second
Dellavedova.
Guy. Like, yeah, he was yeah, he was Robin to LeBron's Batman.
Yeah, it was after Kyrie and Kevin Love got hurt. Yeah. It's like, all right, Dellavedova's number two.
Matthew Dellavedova. All right, anything else?
And your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7. The number is 866-954-MORE. Kodak, what do we have for weather?
It is cloudy with a temperature of 81 degrees and a feel of 86.
Thank you, Chipwich. All right, Mike Cugno from CBS4 is going to join us in the next segment. He hosts Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4. He was at Dolphins Camp today. Want to talk a little fins with him. Want to talk some chocolate chip cookie day with him. A bunch of other nonsense. So Mike Cugno here momentarily.
I was driving in the rain all morning. South Florida, you don't have roofing issues this time of year. It's going to rain. How about you go with a company that's been on top of roofing in South Florida for over 42 years, and that's J&K Roofing, South Florida, for premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe, but in most cases, to be honest, they don't have to come into your home or office to fix your roofing needs. Yes, home or office. J&K specializes in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle. And I gotta ask questions when somebody tells me they've been on top of a market like South Florida for 42 years. How do you do that? How is that possible? J&K told me it is easy. Hire the most highly skilled workers. Hire experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing roofs, and let those experts bring the most top-notch material that's available. If it's shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, whatever you got up there, they're going to bring the best material and the best workers, and that's how they stay on top. They promise us as customers, and I'm a happy J&K customer, they promise us quality service, safety, and health. And to be honest, what do we want? That's all we want, quality service, safety, and health. And like I said, it's going to rain today. It's going to rain tomorrow. We're going to be in cone of uncertainties all hurricane season. That's why you cannot have roofing issues in South Florida, and that's why I want you to call J&K Roofing today, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm going strokes. Over to Jimmy's to watch the game.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Dolphins training camp is here. We've got full coverage. Training camp coverage is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Get your career in a year without the high cost. You can call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com for more info. And you can keep it here for Dolphins training camp news. We're going to talk with Mike Cugno, who is out at Dolphins camp today. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cugno anchors sports on CBS4, and he hosts Dolphins Weekly live on CBS4, and is also one of our more sought-after guests when it comes to food takes. And today, being National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, would certainly lead me to believe that we might get something off-putting from Mike Cugno just based on past performances.
Well, you're going to give him hell about something?
So, well, I mean, it depends. If he tells me that asparagus tastes better than a chocolate chip cookie, yes, then he's going to get hell.
You got to push back.
But we'll start with Dolphins camp. Hello, Mike. At Dolphins camp today, I saw Brian Flores. He spoke on a number of topics. What did he have to say about Xavien Howard? I'll start there.
He's really pushing the same message that, you know, they're still kind of in this nothing's changed mode. He's out there at practice. They're still moving in the right direction as far as talks are going, but I still think it's a good sign. The longer X is on the team and he's out there on the field, to me, says the chances of him actually playing for the Dolphins this year increase.
And Mike, I heard that Nick Needham is number two. Obviously, Byron Jones is going to be your number one without Xavien because he was starting with Xavien. But I heard Needham is now stepping in. I would assume Igbinoghene. Is that true that Needham now would be considered the second best corner if Xavien isn't practicing?
Yeah, you know, Needham's been out there and doing well. And that's the thing. I mean, when they got Needham, it was a couple of years ago in the preseason, you were kind of curious what he was going to turn into, because I believe there's a couple times he got beat on deep balls, and he's just really improved ever since he's put on a Dolphins uniform, and it's good to see what they're able to do. And again, this Dolphin coaching staff really likes flexible guys and guys who are versatile, and Needham's proven that over the last couple of years. And so it's good to see him stepping up, but you're right, with Noah, I mean, you got a guy here in the first round, you would like to see him kind of emerge as your number two. Obviously, if Byron, a veteran guy, is your number one at the moment, you would love to see this guy kind of stand out. And I think that's just a waiting game the Dolphins are still playing, and I think that's a little unfortunate for Noah.
But what you'd really love to see is Xavien Howard signed, sealed, and delivered. I'm with you, though. I think the longer he's in camp, the greater chance there is for fences to be mended, because it would have been, look, there is no shortage of teams that would love to have Xavien Howard, yeah. Right? I mean, just based on 10 interceptions last season, there's no shortage of teams. So I think they could have moved him by now. And so I think they're, like, here's my take on it, Mike. The Dolphins made a stand. We just renegotiated. We're not doing it again. And so he makes a stand. I demand a trade. They have both made public stands. It's very obvious where they both sit. And now that gives them a little bit of leeway to say, okay, we're so close that we're going to make it happen for Xavien. But Xavien is the only person. This is not a precedent that we're willing to renegotiate. Mm-hmm. We're willing to renegotiate when someone has an unprecedented season, which is what Xavien Howard did last season.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And you go off the reports, I think it was Armando had it in the Herald last week, where the difference is really $4 million. Well, if the Dolphins can come back off that and feel like they're getting a win and maybe split the difference there, and maybe it's two that they end up giving him, then they can kind of save some face and be like, okay, look, we didn't get completely strong-armed here by our best player, and, you know, we didn't absolutely give him what he wanted, which was a trade or a complete new contract. We kind of met in the middle, and I think that way everyone kind of saves face and moves on. Here's the thing. Why would a guy like Xavien Howard want to sit out the year if they're not going to trade him? If they're going to say, hey, you know what, you're not going to live up to your contract, we'll just sit you. You're not going to play for us. You're not going to play for anyone, right? Why would a guy in his prime, an all-pro, want to sit, especially on a team that's competitive and competing right now? So I think that's why when you wait him out this way, he's going to want to play, and the closer you get to the season, the more encouraged you are to kind of meet him on the money where he wants to be. And I think that's when, well, that's where we'll actually see them come to an agreement. That's just my opinion. Because if everyone was knocking down the Dolphins' door to get him, offering multiple first round picks, I think we would have seen that happen. Right. At this point, you would have seen it happen. You just would have eaten it. You'd be like, okay, you know, we got Byron. Needham's playing well. We'll see what happens with Noah, but we'll make it happen. We went out and got a vet in LeBlanc last week as well. We'll try to patchwork this together this season and then move forward. But if those offers aren't coming in, then I think the waiting game really served the Dolphins.
And Mike, I've seen Xavier's press conferences. He talks about being there for his teammates. If they are his teammates, I'm all about team, here for the young guys. It's, I don't want to say distraction. I've asked this, you know, of a couple people before. But, like, is he engaged out there? Because I really believe this ankle injury, foot injury, whatever the hell he's sitting out for, he has a fishing hat on. Is he engaged as you watch him, or is he out there so he doesn't lose $50,000 a day?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, because I will say this. What pretty much all the teammates who have been asked about him have said, we support Xavier. We know this is a business, but we want what's best for him. And I think when someone says that about you, and that means that your relationship with that person is probably pretty good, right? So I think he probably has a good relationship with his teammates. And the fact that he's out there and not, you know, it's not pouty. Like, he was out there the first couple of days and participating, going through it. Now, the smart thing for both sides is that he doesn't practice, right? Because if he gets hurt, then his trade stock goes way down for the Dolphins. And if he gets hurt, no one's going to want him, and so he's not going to be able to move, like, the request, you know, he put in and held the Dolphins to. So, yeah, you just take it slow right now. I mean, look, there are other players out there who haven't been practicing either. Parker finally came out there. But Landon Roberts, he was dealing with a knee injury last year. These are those moments in camp where you can kind of protect guys. And if you just treat Xavier like that, and he's out there being a part of the team, supporting his teammates. I mean, he's out there watching. He could save 50 grand by just sitting on the bike and just pedal away for 2 hours while they're practicing, but he's out there on the sideline. So I think you got to give him a little bit of credit there. And if things were to work out, I think from his perspective, he'd want to be, ready to go. He'd want to feel like he's part of the meetings, part of the practices, and he can just step in and play.
Mike Cugno, CBS4. One more Dolphins question here before we move on. A lot of people talking about Tua and his ability to throw it downfield. Maybe he's opened it up a little bit. What did Coach Flores have to say about Tua today? And what have you seen from Tua out at camp?
Yeah, so Flo said he's been putting an emphasis on the deep ball. And I think that we remember, go back to training camp, or I'm sorry, mini camp, when he had that day, it was 5 interceptions, and they're trying to force the ball downfield and open things up a little bit, see what works, see what didn't. And I think you're starting to maybe see the fruits of that labor come to fruition here. Like, the thing that's impressed me the most with him on some of these balls has been touch. Like, he's just sat them in some windows. And I think that's been really impressive. Now, today he tried to drop one between a corner and a safety to hit Albert Wilson. It was just a little high. Javon Holland ended up picking it off. But really, it wasn't that bad of a throw, a tad high. And other than that, he's been pretty good with the football. So, and not afraid to take shots. So I think that's good to see. Jakeem Grant talked a little bit about today after practice, how they've been working on getting the vertical game going. He thought, you know, they've been doing a good job of that as well. So it was cool to see them kind of air it out a little bit more this afternoon, and not only air it out, but complete some of these balls. Jacoby Brissett as well. Reed tonight. Everyone seems to be doing a good job of getting the ball down there.
And Mike, as you talk about Tua, we got to see his weapons. Like, who's a weapon? Devontae just came off PUP. We know Devontae's going to have his little nicks and injuries. That's Devontae Parker. Like, as you look at it right now, give me a quick 4-player, 5-receiver hierarchy of the receivers right now that you see Tua looking at before he looks at other guys.
Well, it's tough because Will Fuller's not out there. Gesicki's not out there. Parker was there today. But obviously, I think you go Fuller, Parker, Gesicki, and then throw Jalen in the middle there today, because there are some times where Tua's sitting back there, wait, nothing opens up, boom, he can hit Jalen underneath, and Jalen's turning up real quick and, you know, getting close to the goal line. So I think that's kind of what you're looking at as far as, you know, the really good weapons. But the one that's jumped out, I think, through the early part of camp here is Albert Wilson. They've really seemed to have a little bit of a connection, which is kind of interesting considering they didn't play at all together last year. And, you know, Wilson's had his injury issues in his career, so it's good to see him out there, you know, being productive. So it just gives him another weapon. So you're looking at maybe 5-6 guys that Tua is really throwing to.
Mike Cuno's background on our show is once telling us healthy food, healthy food tastes better than unhealthy food, right? I mean,
it's just a lie.
Which is a lie. Yeah. We all eat healthy food because it's important, but it don't taste better than McDonald's French fries. Sorry.
Yeah, it does.
No, it does not. A plate of green beans. While healthy,
if you give me a red McDonald's French fry cup full of asparagus, and I'll eat that over the French fries.
I mean, what do you even do with this? What do you do with this guy? But Mike Cuno has been a gamer, right? So when we were celebrating McDonald's return of the McRib, he went and ate one live on the air. It was his first time ever. When McDonald's brought back the Shamrock Shake, he went and drank one live on the air. And if I remember correctly, you had your engagement photos that day, and I think you messed them up. Yeah, I think I messed them up. But today,
don't wear all white after the Shamrock Shake. That was, you know, there are lessons you learn in life.
Sure.
That you take with you forever.
So
I'll pass that one down to my kids.
Today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. I will ask you first, do you like chocolate chip cookies?
Love chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, thank you.
So, I mean, all the way back from when you're a kid, when you go into Publix and they give you the free one as a kid.
That's right.
I milked that for as long as I could until I was about 22. And then they said, sir, we could see your beard growing in, your 5 o'clock shadow. You can't come here
anymore. I still do it. I still go up there and they say, sir, you have no hair. And I go, I know. I'm hoping that it grows in. I'm a baby. And but they don't buy it anymore.
Look at somebody and say, I'm a baby.
I'm a baby. What a smart ass
baby.
What a smart ass baby. I know. I'm hoping it grows in. I'm a baby.
Don't judge me. Big
mama. Now give me the cookie. Sorry, Mike. I got into a bit there.
No.
Just doing a bit. I was riffing.
Big chocolate chip cookie fan. Love Famous Amos. Love those growing up too. And then the one thing chocolate chip cookie, it will always get a deducted point from me is when you try to give it to me as a cake. Chocolate chip cookie cake does not work.
What?
That is
the best form of cookie.
Yeah, here we go.
With the frosting on it? Are you kidding me?
No, then it's not a chocolate chip cookie anymore. It's a cake.
What?
And it's delicious. Chocolate chip cookies have to fit in your hand.
Wow.
All right? You don't take a fork and a knife.
Get a bigger hand because that cookie cake is phenomenal. Let me ask you these. Mike Cuno, CBS4. Let me ask you these. Let's just learn a little bit about you here. Which is better, a chocolate chip cookie or a double stuff Oreo?
Chocolate chip cookie.
Which is better, a chocolate chip cookie or a sugar cookie?
Chocolate chip. What are we doing there?
Which is better, a crispy chocolate chip cookie or a soft and gooey chocolate chip cookie?
Crispy.
No!
Uh-oh, Hawk.
Whoa! We've got a psychopath crispy on our hands.
because when you dunk it in the milk, it doesn't fall apart. The sometimes you'll take a soft chocolate chip cookie, you put it in the milk, and when you lift it up, half that cookie is on the bottom of your cup.
Wait, are you seven? You're dunking chocolate chip cookies in a glass of milk? What else do you do?
I
sleep with a binky?
I just said I tried to get the free chocolate chip cookie at Publix till my 20s, and you're asking me, it's weird that I dunked my chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's weird.
Come on.
You have to finish dinner first?
If you don't clear your plate, Mikey?
Listen, I need someone to cut up my steak before I eat it. And then
what is better, a cooked chocolate chip cookie or raw cookie dough?
raw cookie dough.
Yes, there you go. That was the right answer. I am surprised by that because you like the crispy chocolate chip cookie, which to me, I'd put you on a no-fly list just for that answer. But the raw cookie dough is one of the greatest pleasures in life.
Yes, give me the bowl and the spoon and okay, I wanted to say this about the double stuffed Oreo. That needs to be the standard Oreo.
Sure.
Why would the thin? That's nothing.
Right.
The double stuff needs to be the standard.
Right. Who Someone we fooling? Call, who we fooling perfect. With the regular yeah. Oreo?
What like is a, that? What is a double stuff?
Why
with?
Waste your money?
It's got double the vanilla
what?
Cream.
That's the vanilla filling. Cream.
Yeah.
That's not vanilla cream.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. It's plastic wax. I don't know what that crap is.
What? Are you kidding me? You don't like the taste of an Oreo?
I love Oreo cookies. I scraped the white crap out.
Oh, my God. I mean, if that's not so reverse racism, like, I don't know what is.
Yes. They need just like a chocolate cookie
like your
that's
thoughts.
Not an Oreo.
Yeah, and those chocolate cookies. Let's be honest here.
Delicious.
We only eat the chocolate cookie part of the Oreo as a delivery system filling. For oh. the white filling. There's nothing. Listen.
You deal with the black part.
Let me tell you something.
You just deal with the black
let
part.
Let me tell you something. I turn my head, I hold my nose, and I force myself to interact with the black part of the Oreo cookie solely because the white stuff is so good. And I'm sorry if that hurts to hear, Crowder.
The black cookie's been carrying the white filling for years. I don't even know what that means.
I know, but it is the worst part of the Oreo cookie.
If the white part.
If they, no, the black cookies.
Nobody, what is
if
that?
They could
not
make,
vanilla.
If they could figure
you think
out
that
a way,
tastes like vanilla.
If they could figure out a way just to sell the white stuffing, that would outsell Oreo cookies 10 to 1.
It's called a white candle.
It's not wax.
Go eat a white candle. You'll
you
be
think
fine.
The flavor in an Oreo cookie comes from the black cookie part?
Yes, best part.
I mean, this is insane.
So wait, Crowder. So then why
put you
so
on the no fly list?
Then why eat an Oreo to begin with? If you think you're eating wax,
I don't like it. My daughter loves Oreos, so I'll get them with her, and I scrape out white part, and I eat the black cookies.
So you let your daughter eat the what you would call wax? That's not good parenting. Come on.
Yeah, terrible father. Hawk made me agree on this. Yeah, I yelled yesterday at my son. I don't even know what a meme is. I do know what a meme is,
no,
but if I'm proving my point, I lie to my kids every day.
He did the perfect dad thing when his sons were like, "Daddy, this is a meme," and he's like, "A meme? I don't even know what a meme is. What's a meme?" I'm like, "That is such a dad reaction. You know exactly what a meme is. We love memes.
It
memes
didn't
are funny."
Fit my narrative, so I lie. I lie.
So
Mike.
The best Mike Cuno says the best chocolate chip cookie is Famous Amos.
Well, that one I loved growing up, but that, no, Publix chocolate chip cookie is the best.
It's actually Mrs. Fields.
Publix is the best.
You're incorrect on that. The answer is Mrs. Fields.
See, Mrs. Fields, too thick, you know?
What?
That big chocolate chunk melts. No. Give me something, little cookie.
So you like tiny little things. You like little bite-sized cookies.
Cookie crisps.
Yeah, maybe you like cookie crisp cereal.
Ooh, big fan of that, especially because then the milk turns into, like, chocolate milk.
He likes the milk. He likes,
yeah,
he likes
goes
the
again.
Milk. I'm a baby. Deal with it.
Mike, I got to ask you, because Hawk was giving me hell earlier. Isn't a snickerdoodle a top-notch cookie?
Depends on who makes it, because you can mess up. I feel like you can mess up a snickerdoodle, but it's not top five. They're good, but they're
right,
not top
right.
Five.
No, he's right. Because if I said to you order any cookie that you want, you're going to go chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to say sugar cookie.
Got you.
Then you're going to say oatmeal raisin. Then
oatmeal.
Then you're going to say Oreo. Then you're going to say cookie cake. Then you're going to say peanut butter cookie. Then, like, it's going to take
no.
a while. It's going to take a while before you get to snickerdoodle.
It's top five.
First of all, you sound ridiculous saying it. I'd like a snickerdoodle.
Say it with some bass.
You can't.
Four snickerdoodles, please.
You can't. Did you say snickerdoodles?
Snickerdoodle, ma'am. Thanks. Appreciate that.
All right. There you go. Mike Cuno with a training camp update.
I like fortune. What about fortune?
Is that what we did today?
Yeah.
Is
so that really?
What we did? I thought we talked a little dolphins and little cookies, and then for about 30 seconds there, I got really scared for my journalism career.
But honestly.
And then we shifted back to cookies.
You would honestly sit down with a cookie at your age and dip it in a glass of milk?
I do that to this day.
Wow.
To this day.
It's only after you get your report card back?
That's right. That's right, baby. You get straight A's. You get as many cookies as you want with a side of milk.
He dips his cookie in milk. It's so adorable. It really is. All right, Mike Cuno from CBS 4.
Put that on some sort of. I'm not alone. Put that on some sort of poll. Something you do. Ask the texters. I'm not the only one who does this.
Somebody texts in. Stop with the cookies and talk some sports. No, go listen to something else. All right, thank you, thank you, Mike. CBS 4. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome,
Mike Cuno. How about you just go listen to something else, jackass? Well, we're having fun here talking about cookies. Well, I don't care. I want to know why Albert Wilson looks good.
Because he's fast.
Talk about the third tight end they just signed.
Hey, tweet me.
Yeah.
I'll DM you all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, just text us your questions, sir. Turn the radio down. Just text us what you want to know, and I'll do a little private show for you about sports.
His name's Hunter Long.
What more do you need to know? What more do you need to know? All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Hawk and Crowder.
Vaughn, give me up some of that thug. Yeah, that's like that. Hit him in the chest with it. One time again in the head. But Buddy Roll, y'all. Check it out.
We went long with Mike Cuno there, but it was important. We had a lot of stuff to cover regarding Dolphins camp and cookies.
Yes, multiple topics.
Man, the text machine, I am telling you, lit up with cookie opinions. And a lot of people are saying that we are totally sleeping on the macadamia nut cookie.
White chocolate.
And I don't think the macadamia nut cookies are any good.
White chocolate's better than black chocolate.
I like white chocolate, but nobody ever sells a white chocolate chip cookie. It's always got the macadamia nuts in it, and that doesn't do anything for me. So
they don't even have a taste. It's more texture.
And I don't like the texture. It's a very crunchy nut.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I don't know. Doesn't do anything for me. So, but today, we're not talking about other cookies. Look, we've had our days of Mount Rushmore cookie. Today was specifically chocolate chip cookie day. Mm-hmm. Today also is 1 month exactly until Canes, Alabama, kicking off the college football season.
I can't wait.
We will bring on Don Bailey Jr. this afternoon and begin our 1 month Canes pregame show. That's right.
1 month, huh?
I was telling Len, our boss today, he goes, well, what is your 1 month Hurricanes pregame show entail? And I said, bringing on Don Bailey Jr.
That's all you need?
Well, he goes, that's innovative. He's never been on your show before.
What do you want us to get?
So we will begin our 1 month Miami Hurricanes pregame show with Don Bailey Jr. this afternoon in the 4 o'clock hour. Donovan Campbell is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. He's always all over the board on food takes as well.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what to expect from Donovan Campbell. Donovan Campbell is just as likely to tell you that chocolate chip cookies are his favorite food on earth as he is to tell you, I've never tried one.
You know what I mean? For sure. You have no
idea what you're getting with Donovan Campbell.
And he is jacked up. He didn't have an ounce of fat on him.
Right. So
I don't think
he eats
cookies.
If he's going to have a cookie, it's going to be worth his while. Like, he's not just going to put one in his mouth that he doesn't like.
He's one of them garbage-ass protein cookies they sell now
probably,
at gas stations.
You're not
tricking me.
He's in Dallas, by the way. Donovan Campbell is in Dallas. So I want to ask him about Whataburger.
Oh, yeah.
Papa Dough.
Oh, goodness.
We love the food in Dallas.
Ooh,
so he's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Cheetah Pompano, that is the perfect location. It's central to everything here in South Florida. It's your South Florida entertainment spot, and you can be safe there. Masks are optional, and there's multiple hand sanitizing stations, so you can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day? I'm talking about 11:30 until 3 every day. And if you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a real kitchen with chefs. They're cooking up your food there. You order off the menu, wings, sandwiches, salads. They have daily specials, ribs and pastas and more. You got to check it out and see for yourself. Now, grab your buddies after work. You head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach. They'll take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. That's tonight. And then beer babes in UFC this Saturday. Cheetah Pompano. Reserve a table now. UFC 265. You watch it with your favorite Cheetah lady. And if you're closer to Cheetah Hallandale Beach, reserve a table in their high-tech sports lounge. Again, that is this Saturday. And for all the details, visit their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You know who we're doing it for. Right, Crowder?
For the thugs?
For the thugs.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.